Section 2, Progress Overcomes Violence. As you read, look for What is Voter Registration? The SCLC, Freedom Riders, The Letter from Birmingham Jail, The First Black Students at the University of Alabama, How the Church Bombing Changed Leaders' Minds, What Rights the Civil Rights Act of 1964 Ordered, Terms, Terminal, Symbol. Blacks in other parts of the country saw what was happening in Alabama. Soon the civil rights movement spread to other states. In 1957, Dr. King became president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC. Ralph D. Abernathy became the secretary-treasurer of the group. Later, Reverend Abernathy served as the vice president of the SCLC. This group began a voter registration drive for blacks throughout the South. Boycotts and sit-ins were beginning to work. Some places that had only served white people began to allow blacks to use their facilities. John Lewis was a civil rights worker from Troy, Alabama. He organized sit-ins and other nonviolent activities. Freedom Riders. Freedom Riders, who were both black and white, came to Alabama from other states in 1961. They wanted to protest segregation in bus stations in the South. The waiting rooms, restrooms, and restaurants were segregated. John Lewis was a founding member of the SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Lewis and other students joined with the Freedom Riders. Near Anniston, a group of angry people burned one of the Freedom Riders' buses. There was also violence in bus stations in Birmingham and Montgomery. John Lewis was attacked by a mob in the Montgomery bus terminal. A terminal is a place with waiting rooms and places to buy tickets. Reverend Abernathy and his congregation welcomed the Freedom Riders for a rally. A mob of angry people gathered around the church. The mob threw rocks and shouted threats. Violence was not new to Reverend Abernathy. His home and church had been bombed 4 years before. A civil rights leader, Reverend Thomas Gilmore, said, "Ralph David Abernathy was tough as iron." Activist Andrew Young said, "He was a source of strength to us all." To stop the violence, U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy sent federal marshals to Montgomery. President John F. Kennedy said, quote, "The Attorney General has made it clear that we believe that everyone who travels, for whatever reasons they travel, should enjoy the full constitutional protection given to them by the law and the Constitution." End quote. Segregation ended on buses, trains, and airplanes that traveled between states. It also ended in terminals such as those at bus and train stations. By 1962, U.S. Supreme Court rulings ended all segregation related to public travel. Civil rights leaders then began to challenge the segregation of all public places. Many whites wondered why blacks were pushing hard to reach their goals. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. answered when he said, quote, "For years now, I have heard the word wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never." End quote. 1963, a year of violence. The year 1963 was a violent one in the civil rights struggle. Alabama was at the center of much of the struggle. The world was watching. Pictures of the conflicts in Alabama's streets were seen all over the world. Birmingham March. On April 12, 1963, Dr. King, Reverend Abernathy, and Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth led a march through the streets of Birmingham. Police used dogs, fire hoses, and tear gas to try to stop the march. Soldiers and state troopers were also sent to turn back the marchers. Some black homes, churches, and Dr. King's office were bombed. Many people, including the leaders, were jailed. In a letter written while in the Birmingham jail, Dr. King said, quote, "Let us all hope that the dark clouds of racial prejudice will soon pass away and the deep fog of misunderstanding will be lifted from our fear-drenched communities." End quote. The famous stand in the schoolhouse door. On June 11, 1963, two black students wanted to attend the University of Alabama. They were Vivian Malone and James A. Hood. The federal government ordered the school to admit the students. However, Governor George Wallace made a speech about states' rights. He stood in the doorway of one of the school's buildings. He was trying to show that he wanted to stop the integration of the school. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General was there too, along with U.S. Marshals. He told the governor to step aside, and Wallace did so. The students were allowed to enroll. In 1965, Vivian Malone was the first black student to graduate from the University of Alabama. Violence in Birmingham. On September 15, 1963, during Sunday school, a bomb exploded in Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church. Four school-age girls were killed in the bombing. Several other children were hurt. The girls killed that day were Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robertson, and Cynthia Wesley. Later, someone shot and killed 13-year-old Virgin Lamar Ware. He was riding on the handlebars of his brother's bicycle at the time. This shocking violence brought 800 black and white ministers in Birmingham together. They attended the funeral service for three of the girls. Dr. King spoke at the service. Black and white leaders in Birmingham got together to find ways to end the violence. During this time, some whites came to realize that integration was the right thing. They supported it, but sometimes they were threatened with violence for wanting segregation to end. Conditions changed slowly in Alabama and the South. Nobel Peace Prize and Another Voice. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was recognized all over the world for his role in helping black Americans get their full civil rights. At age 35, Dr. King was the youngest person ever to receive this honor. Dr. King and other civil rights leaders believed in nonviolent ways to end segregation. But there was another voice with a different message heard in the country. Malcolm X was a member of a group called the Black Muslims. This was a group active during the civil rights time, but it had different beliefs from other groups and religions. Born as Malcolm Little, he changed his last name to X. He did this as a symbol of slavery having stolen his identity. A symbol is one thing that stands for another. At first, Malcolm X fought for separation of the races. He did not want the races to be together. The black Muslims expelled Malcolm. He then changed his thinking and believed that integration was the correct way to go. He was assassinated in 1965 at a rally to unite African Americans. Three members of the black Muslims were convicted of his murder. Civil Rights Act of 1964. Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This ended segregation in public places such as theaters, motels, and restaurants. The Civil Rights Act also made it unlawful to discriminate in hiring practices. Employers could no longer refuse anyone a job because of race. Today you can visit the Civil Rights Institute in Birmingham to learn more about the struggle for equality. The city's Kelly Ingram Park was the assembly point for many civil rights protests. Sculptures in the park show some of the events in the civil rights movement. Think it through. 1. Why did the Freedom Riders come to Alabama? 2. How was the Birmingham March especially violent? 3. Which Alabama governor tried to block black students from entering the University of Alabama? 4. What violent act in Birmingham brought city leaders together? 5. What did the Civil Rights Act of 1964 bring to an end?